Why do we attend church? We rarely take the time to examine our motives. Instead, we assume we know why we attend church. We should examine our motives, because why we attend church is pivotal to encouraging other people to attend church also. If we do not understand why we attend church, what will we say to others when they wonder why they should? Yes, we're starting to see the elephant standing in the middle of the room that blocks our way to inviting others to church. If someone is not a church attendee, they have their reasons why they do not. They can easily tell you why they never made a habit of it. If you want to test this theory, ask someone who you know who doesn't attend any congregation and ask them in a non-confrontational way. Say, John, Mary, I know you don't attend church anywhere. Would you mind telling me why you don't? Without hesitation, they will tell you about four reasons. The first two will be the most potent, and the last two will be corollary or supportive of the first two. This has been my experience, but yours might be different. Keep a close eye on your friend's answer to see how our feedback experiences match. Now, picture someone asking you in a non-confrontational way, Susie, Mike, I know you attend church every Sunday, and you seem like a very religious person. Would you mind telling me why you attend church all the time? Why do you do that? It has been my experience when I ask a churchgoer why they go, they do not have a ready answer to my inquiry. They usually stumble, hum around a bit, look quizzical, and then say something like, well, I always have, or I was raised that way, or some other fuzzy answer. Some might say, I believe it makes me a better person, or I like the atmosphere and have a lot of friends there, but very few people will answer in a way that makes their attendance behavior seem connected with any sort of substantive thing. In other words, a non-church attendee will not be urged to follow your example of attendance if they think they will simply be adopting your habits. Or worse, they may think to themselves, well, I wasn't raised that way, or, well, I've had very unfriendly experiences at church when I did try to attend when I was young. Or, well, I guess Susie or Mike is in a rut. Maybe they should try my way. Sunday mornings are a fine time for golf and mowing the yard. I find it very instructive that people know immediately why they do not attend, but people who attend cannot usually say immediately why they do. We should take a closer look at this phenomenon in the next audio file.